First of all, my good people, on behalf of both of our communities, I wish you each and every one first a Merry Christmas and then a Happy New Year. Also, please note in this bulletin, those of you who attend the St. Pius V Chapel in Birmingham, I know Father Pryor announced it, but some of you may not have been there. We forgot to put in the bulletin earlier. But next Sunday, there will be no Mass in Birmingham, but only in Cullman. Because at the 10 o'clock Mass, our young postulant in the convent, Molly Deptut, I have trouble with that name, will enter the novitiate at the 10 o'clock Mass. If any of you can attend, I suggest it's a beautiful ceremony and it's well worth attending. Please pray for this young lady and for our convent. And please pray also that coming this spring, we may overcome what few obstacles are left and actually start on the new convent. Please make that a special intention. This past week, we have been witnessing a terrible catastrophe and an enormous loss of life. We have seen countless thousands of people who instantaneously lost their life with no warning, not even a hint of a warning. One moment, they were breathing air. The next moment, they were drowning in water. A split second. How many of us take time out to examine our own souls, our own consciences, and to wonder if that had been me? Or even it's been a few years ago now, the Trade Center buildings, the Trade Towers, when they went down with the thousands of people that lost their lives instantaneously there, or automobile accidents, or anything we can think of. There's no guarantee that we won't walk out that door and drop dead. But should that be a fearful thought? It shouldn't be. If we are living as we should live, which isn't a complicated thing, it's very simple. It's something that we should get in the habit of in this wonderful season of our Lord. Christmas and Epiphany is a perfect time to start, if we haven't already. And that is, no matter where we are, or what we do, whether we're working, or playing, or praying, or whatever, doesn't matter if we're in the middle of a crowd of people, if this takes a couple of seconds, to in our mind, to go into our heart, and walk up to the little crib that's sitting in the middle of our heart, to the little babe that's holding out his arms. Walk up to him, bend over and kiss him, and say, "I love you, dear Jesus. I don't care if you're a macho man or a wimpy man. I don't care if you're, heaven forbid, a macho woman or a very dainty woman. This is for anybody and everybody, young and old. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Some people think it's a childish thing. But what did our Lord Himself say? Unless you become as little children. So, go into your mind, go into your heart, in your mind's eye, and say, I love you, dear Lord, to the child Jesus, who is there in your heart. And no matter how many times you may, through weakness, fall into sin, even grievous sin, as long as you pick yourself up and go to that crib and rest your head on the baby's heart and say, I'm sorry. Even if a moment of death approaches and we have the misfortune of being in mortal sin and there's no priest around, all it takes is a half a second, not even that, to run to that crib in your heart and say, dear Jesus, I'm sorry. I've offended you. Forgive me. That's all it takes. And He, in His mercy and His love, will not cast you into hell, priest or no priest. So be of good heart, because I know with priests becoming more and more scarce and harder to find the true mass, we wonder and we worry. Well, what if I die without a priest? And I know there are many, many prayers out there based on that subject. Lord, grant that I never die without a priest. Or Lord, preserve me from a sudden and unexpected death. I don't like those prayers. And I'll tell you why. If we live in union with God's will and accept from Him whatever death He wants of us, no matter what, whether it's sudden or unsudden, whether it's a lingering death on the bed of pain or an instantaneous death from a gunshot, as long as we accept it ahead of time from His will and His hand, it will not be unprepared, especially as long as we continue making those little trips to the crib in our heart. It's the unprepared death that we must work against. And as long as we work to give God our best in our heart, we will not be unprepared. But when we forget about that little crib, and we get so tied up with the world and the things of the world, and all the million and one distractions, we let ourselves go, that's when we are in trouble. But as long as we, our ultimate goal is that little crib, no matter how many times we fall, as long as we pick ourselves up and run to that crib and say, I'm sorry, that is what our Lord is looking for. That is the love and the faith that He's looking for from each one of us. So my good people, if each of you will please kneel, I will give you not only a belated Christmas blessing, but a blessing for the new year, asking God to guide each one of us and to spare us according to His will. But if He chooses not to spare us, to give us the grace to accept His will, no matter what. Benedicere Dei Onipotenti, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et manius semper. Amen. Now and forever. God bless you.